6245. That's 1-800-205-6245. Liquid Ring is now available through the American Freedom Radio Network.
American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Patrick Murphy, and he's going to be talking about his book, How the West Was Lost. And I think it's important that you understand that the society that you and I grew up in, at least that I grew up in, because maybe I'm a lot older than many of you, I'm 77, but the society I grew up in no longer exists. A society where there was good morality, where we didn't teach sex education in school, where there was a very rare instance when a girl was pregnant when she graduated from high school, where, of course, couples living together was living in sin, not just shacking up as we have, where most children were born into families where their parents were married. In those days, why we did not allow pornography, it was controlled at the state level, but of course all that changed during the Vietnam War, and as our attention was focused on the weeping widows and the weeping wives as our boys were being slaughtered over in Vietnam as a wonderful distraction so that they could change America here at home, and so they could begin to concentrate power in Washington, D.C., and limit the power of the states to be able to control obscenity and pornography and the things which lead to depravity in the soul of man. America has changed. America, even religion has changed in America, and the message of the church has changed, and no longer do we deal with a wrathful God dealing with a sinful man, and the idea of a heaven without judgment, and we have a Christ without a cross. We've done away with all those things. They're outmoded. Oh, we need a more progressive religion about men just helping one another and being good. But unfortunately, man cannot be good. And the more man strives for freedom for himself, the more he becomes enslaved to himself and his own desires, and the more he becomes sinful. Unfortunately, America has changed, but it didn't happen by accident. And that's what Patrick talks about. So, Patrick, you pick up the story of how the West was lost.
Understand. Nice to be here. What I have discovered, what I have written about, is exactly what you've described, and I think I have a little extra new wrinkle on it, or a sort of an explanatory angle, because, you know, a lot of us are just mystified. We look around and we say, you know, what happened and how did it happen? Well, I think the how is an important part of it, but the what happened exactly is what I'm writing about. What happened to us? Well, the premise is that all societies operate within a worldview of a sort of a shell. That shell has to do with the assumptions about how reality works. And we call those civilizations. And there's only been a handful of them throughout history. You know, there was ancient Egypt they had a whole set of how to operate, you know, what reality was about and the way you do stuff. And there were, of course, the Greeks and then the Romans and then the combination of the two. They had a different way of doing things than, say, Babylon did. Well, when Christianity crossed over, when the apostles brought Christianity into Europe, what happened was the Greco-Roman civilization was combined with something new, which was the Jewish God informed the way of thinking that was typical and that prevailed in Rome. And it became a new civilization. And so what it was the building power, the power to build stuff that came from the Romans, and that's not just roads and things, but also we can think of the fact they could build political institutions. They were very effective at that. And the Greeks had organized philosophical thought wonderfully well. They were just so systematic about that. So you had this ability to manipulate the world, the internal world and the external world. That was Rome. Then you had Christian morality, biblical morality injected into it. That became something completely new. And all of the glory of our civilization came from that tension between the two. We're able to do scientific analysis and build things and accomplish things, but at the same time, we had a moral conscience that came from the Bible. That's what the West was designed as by God, I believe. He designed the West. He gave us the greatest civilization in history because we could do stuff, but we were always hindered or tempered by our conscience, and the conscience was our conscious sort of attempt to deal with our conscience was our struggle with the Bible. And that's why we had the Reformation. That's why we had so many times of struggling to get it right. We eliminated slavery. We did all kinds of wonderful things because embedded in our civilization was this conscience that the God of the Bible gave us. Well, what I'm saying is we no longer live in the Western civilization, that we're almost, in a way, back to Greco-Roman civilization. The God of the Bible has been stripped out of it, and we don't have that conscience anymore. We don't feel bad when we do wrong anymore, because we don't believe that there is such a thing as wrong anymore, in an absolute sense. In a nutshell, that's the book.
Well, the whole idea is that there really were absolutes. There was a right and a wrong in American society. And as Patrick says, it was based upon the Bible, but there's been organized effort. I refer to it as a conspiracy against God to take God out of our schools, and take God, prayer out of our schools, and take, you know, any belief in God and absolutes out of our educational system. They knew exactly what they were doing. They knew where it was going to end up. It did not happen by accident. Those of you who have read My Brotherhood of Darkness know who it was who took God out of our schools and why they did it. Wasn't by accident, wasn't because there was a wall of separation between church and state. They wanted to destroy the religious foundation of America, because if you could do that and remove the concept that our freedoms come from God, that we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and endowed by the Creator with certain unalienable rights. Once you can remove that concept, once you can remove the restraints that God has put upon our licentiousness, then you see what we see in America today. Well, Patrick, of course, your book deals not only with the problem, but what must be done to counter what's happened?
So,
can we reclaim America, or will it simply become, you know, a remembrance of things past, part of the dustbin of history? We'll cover that when we get back with Patrick Murphy and his book, How the West Was Lost. But things that we carry, a very important book.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
Pure drinking water is essential to a healthy life, and everyone using the British Birkfield and Berkey series of water filters will benefit by adding the PF4 reduction elements to their system. The PF4 works to help absorb MTBE, fluoride, lead, and arsenic, as well as BBCPs, THMs, and various pesticides and herbicides, and heavy metal ions. A set of four PF4 filters are available for only $85 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Well, I'm Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Patrick Murphy. Patrick, go ahead.
Well, you know, you at the before the break, you asked whether America would be a remembrance of things past. Well, this is a difficult problem to discuss, you know, glibly and quickly. And so, I'm not sure exactly whether I want to say the worst of it. I am afraid that you are correct, Dr. Stan, that from the beginnings of this country, from the time that Francis Bacon sent over spiritually corrupt people to twist what the Puritans were trying to do here, there has been an attack, a satanic attack on America, and it has borne tremendous fruit in the last quarter of a century. The greatness of this place and the godliness of it has largely been stripped away. Now, the problem is that the devil can't win in the end. I believe that we do win in the end because the Bible tells us so. So the difficulty is, what are we going to do as we watch America be stripped away from us? How are we going to respond? My prescription is that we must start to think as Christians did in ancient Rome. In other words, the civilization around us is all alien. It's not Christian. It's not Western. It's something new and different and very much like pagan Rome was. How did the early Christians respond when they were not the ones who had the wind at their back anymore? That's the thing. We always had the wind at our back when we were believers in America. The bad guys were always the ones who were fighting an uphill battle. Now the bad guys seem to be the ones in control, and so we must get used to it. I mean, I'm sorry, it sounds pessimistic, but the fact is that this is my analysis, that we are no longer. It's very difficult to get legislation that would overturn the Roe against Wade decision, for instance, and this whole idea of stem cell research is, it's very difficult to persuade the public at large not to fiddle around with human embryos. The reason, I believe, for these things is that we no longer have just a knee-jerk reaction as we did in the past that was in favor of Christianity. Our reflexes are now the opposite. So if we don't feel, or if we could get over the sense that we should feel triumphant, in other words, we should be the ones who have a say-so, then we can start to devise a strategy to win these others over to Christ. And so I think that my prescription is to start thinking like evangelists among our own people, like missionaries, and not expect too much in the official realm that can be done through politics. But it'll have to be very personal. I hope I hope I'm not too confusing when I say these things.
No, at all. Go ahead.
So, I compare in the end, in the concluding chapter of the book, our condition, our situation to that of Francis Schaeffer when he went to Switzerland. He was a missionary in a way. He was sent by his denomination to investigate and report on the state of Christianity in Europe in the post-World War II era. And he discovered that they were already very far advanced in a pagan direction, that they had largely given up on Christian faith even back then in the 50s. And inadvertently, he designed a system, because people would come to his little enclave there in Switzerland called L'Abri, which means shelter. It's a French word for shelter. And vagabonds, largely Americans, a very large number of backpacking, you know, kids, many of whom were hostile to Christianity, made their way to that place just so that they could confront Francis Schaeffer and tell him what a fool he was for believing in Christianity. But he was very biblically literate. He knew the Bible so well that he knew and he trusted that the Bible could answer any question that came up, especially modern questions, which a lot of people had lost faith that the Bible could handle the modern conditions that we face. And many of these pilgrims, these young Americans and Europeans who found their way there, were converted to Christ and stayed. And it became an institution that was able to spin off all kinds of other ministries. Hundreds and thousands of ministries across the world owe their origins to this experience of a man and a place where an answer could be given for the hope that lies within, as Paul enjoined us to always be able to give an answer. So my prescription is, let us, of course, politics is important. If we could get rid of Roe against Wade, that would be terrific. But in the meantime, we should really know the Bible and really be able to give an answer. We should have apologetics in our core of our being. All of us need to really know what we know. And I'll tell you why. I think the bad times are coming. And I think that the only anchor we're going to have in a sea of trouble is the Bible and the knowledge of what God said, so that we can comfort each other and also comfort those who have no comfort in a bad time.
So I share your concern. The American people have abandoned their faith. They've abandoned the belief in freedom. They look to the government to provide for them without realizing that government and government officials hate God and are doing everything they can to destroy the faith of our people, knowing if you destroy the faith of the people, then you destroy the nation. So there is a remnant out there, and I spend 5 hours every day talking to them, and I know that's the remnant you're trying to appeal to, and you're trying to get them to understand the strength and the power of the Scriptures, which is the only thing I think that will get us through. Yes, I think we should make all of our preparations. We should do everything we can to look after ourselves. But in the final analysis, it really is going to be up to God as to who survives and who does not, and how we deal with the coming difficult times will be played out in eternity. So anyway, how are we going to go about this? How are we going to get Christians involved? They're also busy being busy, and they just don't have time to be involved in things like Bible studies. And after all, there's so many different interpretations of the Bible, and Rick Warren tells us to use the Message, which even the man who wrote it doesn't think it's a Bible structure. It's an interpretation of the Bible. So, you know, what's happening is they've totally confused the Christian. He doesn't even know where to go to get an interpretation. And if he uses so many of the translations, the Greek Westcott and Hoare's translation, which is what the ministers use, Westcott and Hoare were basically into the occult. I mean, if her disciples are Madame Blavatsky during the 18th, 19th century, and that is the interpretation of the dictionary that most of our ministers use to interpret the Scriptures and give us the wrong interpretation. So we have real problems, Patrick.
Right. Well, you know, sometimes the best can be the enemy of the good, and I think that a lot of times our focus on Bible translations, now I'm very interested in the subject, don't get me wrong, but a lot of times I think that it is it scares people away from just doing this study. So say they're reading the New American Standard or the New International Version, and it has these problems, Westcott and Hort, and worse, you know, than even those guys. Nevertheless, true Christians read those Bibles and can really learn what God has to say through them. So I don't want to scare them away. If they find the problems with them serious, I think that'll come later. So for now, I think we should hold their hands and just say, well, as long as you're not reading the Message or something, you know, that's totally ridiculous, I tone down that side of the thing. Because the fact is that we just got to get people ready to spend the time to delve into the Word, and scaring them away by telling them, oh, well, you've got to read King James, sometimes I feel like it'll just scare them away. There's a ministry where I live. It's an international ministry. This is a ministry to the Muslims. It's called the Crescent Project. And he has a similar angle on that kind of thinking, which I've been learning how to think more that way. Normally, I'm more tough and more, you know, detail-oriented. For instance, the guy that runs the place is called Fuad Masri, travels the world giving training as to how to minister to Muslims, how to convince them to read the New Testament. And that's what he says his goal is. We want them to read the New Testament, and then the Holy Spirit can work on their heart. We don't want to scare them away. So he said, don't worry about the fact that Allah is not God. Who cares about the words? If they want to call Allah God or God Allah, let them. I mean, what are you worried about that for? Don't worry about that. Don't make that an issue that's going to drive them away. He says, open up the Quran and show them where it says that Muhammad told them they must read the Old Testament and the New Testament. They must read the New Testament. That's I didn't know that was in there. And but he points out to them, and if they didn't know, they're ashamed that they don't know. And so instead of worrying about details that are important, but I hope I'm making myself clear. I agree that the details are important. But a lot of times I think we're living around people who have no biblical training, Stan. I'm just concerned about the fact that the average person knows almost nothing about the Bible because they're not growing up in the world that we used to in the past. It's even bad guys, you know, in the old days, in the 18th century, 19th century, they had been trained in the Bible and as little kids, and they chose to walk away from it. Well, the bad guys in today's society, even the good guys in today's society, didn't grow up trained in the Bible. That's my real concern, is just getting people to open the book and to recognize that God can speak through it and to give them the insight into the real background of the issues of the day. For instance, abortion. Why is Roe against Wade bad? Well, God says it's bad. Well, if people don't read the Bible, they'll never know that. So I think that a lot of times, now, I should probably let you speak, but before I shut up, I'll go back to something that you mentioned a moment ago, and that is that we're in real grave danger, and we don't know what we're going to do next. The average person is too busy, as you said. Now, look at the housing, you know, the growth in housing prices that is way outstripping the growth in incomes. A lot of people are running in place just to pay the bills and not go into foreclosure. And I think it's going to get worse if housing prices really descend, as some people say they will. So people, to get them to take the time to read the Bible is important, because that might be the only sense and source of peace they will have, is God's comforting word.
Well, that's very true. And, you know, so many of us are focused on materialism, and, you know, but suddenly when that materialism is gone and there's no job and there, increasingly a hopeless situation begins to develop, then what do you do?
Right.
Where do you turn?
Yeah, well, you know, that's it. And in a way, the ancient Roman early Christians had it better. You know, Rome was converted to Christianity by the lower classes. I mean, it was slaves. They were the only ones who had nothing to lose. The upper classes, you know, all they had to do is genuflect to the idols once a year or whatever it was, and they were fine. If they converted to Christianity, they were called atheists because they would not idolize any idols. They were called for people with no God. It was a very tough decision for a middle-class or upper-class person to become a Christian. Well, here we have upper-class people who claim to be Christians but are not growing in the faith at all. And I think that those people are the ones that we really need to be able to speak to, and I think that's what my book is designed to do, is to get them to recognize the difficulty that they are in, without even noticing it. In today's world, it's sort of a badge of honor to go to church. In a way, you don't have to do anything beyond go on Sunday, or even just say, oh yeah, I'm affiliated with the church. And in a way, that makes it fine. Well, in ancient Rome, that would be a hardship. So if we can enter the mind of those ancient Romans, I realize that it is a sacrifice to be a Christian. It is a relinquishing a renouncement of the world as in the ways of the world.
All right. Well, when we get back, we'll welcome your calls at 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. Here, the American Freedom Network.
Angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply has something new. We have the finest in gun safes and new and used guns and reloading supplies. Now we have a new state-of-the-art gun range. Yes, for pistols and rifles, a beautiful well-lit 25-yard range with automatic retrieval. With a state-of-the-art ventilation systems. Yes, you can try it before you buy it. We have gun rentals and instructors can be arranged. That's the new Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply and Gun Range. 970-221-5133. 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry. Private instructors welcome.
Hi, this is Michael at KHNC Radio, and I'd like to stop for a moment and talk about Andy's Painting and Handyman Services in Greeley. You know, those little things around the house, the yard, even the car, they can pile up and we can all fall behind. That's where Andy's comes in. They can help you with remodeling, plumbing, decks, floor tile, auto and home upholstery, woodworking, drywall, and painting, and so much more. Andy's done a lot of work for us here at the radio station and at home, so we can highly recommend them. That's Andy's Painting and Handyman Services at 815 37th Avenue Court in Greeley. You can call them at 970-576-5333. That's 970-576-5333. Andy's Painting and Handyman Services in Greeley. Tell them KHNC sent you. And thanks.
All veterans, I am speaking with Jamie LaRue of Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866. Jamie, does a veteran need perfect credit?
Because the VA backs these loans, lenders do not require perfect credit. Sometimes just good payments on rent, utilities, and phone bills is all that's needed.
So veterans, learn more about your benefits. Call Jamie at Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Well, Dr. Stan, here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning is Patrick Murphy. His book, How the West Was Lost, and we do carry the book to our ministry, but Patrick, did you have a web page or anything you'd like to get out?
Yes, they could go to howthewestwaslost.info. It's not .com, that's info. And they could actually read a page of the book, and there's some explanatory material. I have a sort of an outline of the book. If they forget that, then they could remember my name. I include my middle name, Patrick Michael Murphy, and that's .com. So they'll both go to the same location.
Patrick Michael, MichaelMurphy.com, or, of course, HowTheWestWasLost.info. And if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question, maybe you disagree. Maybe you think the West isn't lost, that things are pretty good. After all, we're certainly prosperous as a nation, and we got more things than anybody else does, but what about the moral foundation of our nation? What about this belief in these ideas of freedom that once were the very essence of our nation? And of course, it was not freedom, it was freedom under God, because if God is not directing us, then we're going to have somebody else directing us. It was William Penn who said so well, those who will not be ruled by God will be ruled by tyrants. And really, the people who created America believed in self-government. You could limit the power and the authority of government because people would be ruled by God, and that would restrain them from doing the wrong thing and motivate them to want to help others. And so we didn't need a federal government providing for people and providing for their health care. This was taken care of at the state and primarily at the local level. And nobody died of starvation. You didn't see people roaming the streets with a basket. You didn't see the people that we see today. We did not have the homeless, you know, before government got into the act and began taking away from the local community the tax funds that they needed, you know, to take care of their people locally. Oh, no, the federal government's going to do it. You just tell that to the hundreds of thousands of homeless across America today, how the federal government's going to take care of them. Well, we've got real problems because we've turned our back on our heritage, which was a nation where men could be free because the power of the federal government was limited by the chains of the Constitution. And they've taken those chains off of the federal government and off of the federal bureaucracy, and they're forging them for the people today. And believe me, they're real chains. There really are plans for concentration camps. And if you don't know that, you go up on Google and Google in Halliburton, $385 million concentration camps, and you can read all about it. Halliburton, $385 million concentration camps. But where is the outcry from our conservative and Christian leaders? And, of course, it's deafening in its silence. Well, Patrick, what sort of response do you get when you put your message out to people? They don't like it, do they?
Well, I mostly people say, wow, I had not thought of it that way before. And it's kind of sobering, but once I show it to them, everyone who's read the book that has spoken to me has passed it along to others, and people I don't know come up to me and say, thank God somebody gave me this book. It gave me a new window on what's going on. It is, again, as you just said, something that we don't want to hear up front is that we really can't go home again. But there is no home any longer. We are now aliens. And here's the thing that's difficult about that it doesn't feel that much different. The transition from the old civilization, Christianity and Western civilization, to the new civilization, it was sort of imperceptible. We noticed the strange details, like abortion getting legalized, prayer being banished, the ACLU is not surprising when they come up with their latest crazy lawsuit. Now we're inured to it. But at the same time, to say that fundamentally we can't really say that this is a Christian country anymore, that's hard for people because that means that there's been a more radical break than people want to believe. But if they read the book, I think I make a pretty compelling case based on the response I get.
Well, I think that you do make a very compelling case, and people have to understand how the West was lost. It was not didn't happen by accident. I believe it happened by intent. But of course, you don't get so much into wherewithal as I do and what I do. But you're pointing out the things how they've changed and how our perspective has changed, and really the philosophical force behind this. Of course, I believe it's been encouraged by the great tax exempt foundations and people of great wealth who wanted to destroy this nation so that they could become our new masters. But certainly you go into Kierkegaard and some of the others, don't you?
Well, I talk about Antonio Gramsci and the Frankfurt School, which are these intellectuals from 20th century Europe that came over here. Well, Gramsci didn't, but his ideas did. But the Frankfurt School carried them across. These are essentially communistic professors that ended up in American universities after World War II. And they systematically undid the old educational system. And I wish I could have gone into more detail on this subject because it's fascinating and it's important that we know it, but again, the book would be too big if I went in too many directions. But we have to remember that American universities were always seminary institutions. They were always biblically based teaching institutions to prepare people for the ministry. That was always what it was. And sometime around the middle of the 19th century, the higher criticism, which is the Bible can be analyzed like any other book, it's nothing special, started to infiltrate. And the way that happened, now I don't go into this in the book, unfortunately I would love to, maybe I touch on it, but the PhD degree was a German higher critical invention, and it's conferred by, only by, you can't get a PhD any other way except by a committee of people that already have PhDs. So Americans started sending their scholars to Europe to be indoctrinated in this godless way of thinking. And they came back and got, and then the Rockefeller Foundation and all the great tax exempt foundations were conferring huge amounts of money to the universities so that they would start developing PhD programs. So this was like leavening a whole lump. It was, before long, the universities were godless institutions because the preferred training always had to do with godless principles. That's how you got your PhD, of people who already had godless ideas. So anyway, when these Frankfurt School guys came over, they had, ready, willing, and able, the university system, for them to indoctrinate the baby boom generation. It was the 1960s. And those people totally were ready to be radicalized, those kids, and the so-called idealism of these communistic ideas. And, you know, a person like that is Herbert Marcuse. And his essays were just, they were holy writ as far as the youth generation of the 60s were concerned. And so this swept the minds, this idea, this set of ideas swept the minds of the intellectuals of America in the 20th century. And it's a tragedy that this happened, but the ground was well set by the spiritual forces that Dr. Stan is always talking about. The true evil men that were inspired and energized by the dark side were preparing us for that.
All right, we'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest, Patrick Murphy, will welcome your call, 970-689-8255.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
This is Michael Golden, and I'm pleased to announce the release of my new CD, Mikamot HaKodeshim, Holy Places. Holy Places is a collection of some of my favorite praise and worship songs. It's available now at the American Freedom Network for only $15 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 to order your copy of Holy Places.
With so much concern over the world economy, rising interest rates and skyrocketing oil prices, and a more than 50-50 chance that the entire electronic infrastructure may collapse globally, how come not one so-called expert is advising Americans to buy gold? Could it be that they're not telling us everything? Gold and silver will retain value when everything else fails. Don't get caught when they can't find your IRA or 401k. Call the Patriot Trading Group. We don't offer free reports or newsletters. We don't take your phone number, and we don't play games. Just the finest product at the fairest prices and the fastest delivery in the entire industry. Call 1-800-951-0592. We've helped thousands of good people on the Colorado Front Range get prepared, and we can help you too. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 for price quotes or information. And remember, I'm right behind you. That way when we turn around and run, I'll be in front.
Stand back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Patrick Murphy. We're talking about Patrick's book, How the West Was Lost. We do carry that book through our ministry. We think it's a very excellent message. And, of course, if you would like to get the book, our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Now, the thing is that we're not going to change America unless we can change the hearts of the people. At one time, people sought freedom. Now people seek security. Oh, do whatever you need to. It's all right to tap everybody's phones, as long as it's just the terrorists. Of course, how do we know who these phones are being tapped? How do we know who emails are being read and faxes are being read? Let me tell you that they've been doing it for years. This is nothing new. It has nothing to do with terrorism. It was Project Echelon. You can look it up on the Internet, and it'll tell you what Echelon was going on for 20 years. They've been listening to all of your telephone calls. Why? Because we have people who have a different worldview in positions of power, and they want to control you. They want to control everything. They're watching everybody, monitoring everybody. There are informers across our country. I, at one time, was approached to become an informer for the government, and I've talked to many people who are or have been informants, feeding information into the government, and even getting paid for informing on other people, just like they do in any authoritarian society. Now, if you understand that they are using America to change the world, and they are transforming the world. I mean, America, our military and financial power, is being used to replace the existing governments who will not go along with the idea of world government with governments as well. And we just recently toppled the government of Nepal and brought the communists to power. Why would you do something that stupid? Because communists want world government. Let's get back to what's going on here in America and this loss of our religious foundation. Because without religious foundation, there's no way we can maintain our freedom. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, it's absolutely correct. And one of the great things that the dark forces of evil, the Brotherhood of Darkness, have done is derail our great denominations, the denominations that were the great anchors of our revivals and our spiritual maturity in the past. For instance, the Presbyterians and the Methodists, which were the anchors at one time. Now, obviously, there are split-off groups that are holding solid to doctrine. But now, it's routine that they're full of heresy,
sure,
as compared with what heresy would be defined as 100 years ago. How did this happen? Well, okay, so you got all kinds of people who are believers, who are Christians, who are derailed because they're in denominations that have gone astray. Now, how did they go astray? This is the great mystery. It's not a terribly great mystery, but for our culture, it is. We look around and we say, what has gone wrong? How come we can't agree on the fundamentals, on the basic principles of what the Bible teaches? No, I totally agree with you, Stan. It's just a mess. All we can do, those of us who notice this, in my view, is do what Francis Schaeffer did, which is get to know it really, really well and get to be able to have real conversations with the people that, and God will bring them to us. Francis Schaeffer didn't, advertise. He didn't try and get people to come. The way it happened, actually, it's interesting, he didn't actually know what he was going to do there. He was in despair, really. His denomination was back home was in a split, and he didn't see how there was any potential or possibility of unity in the church. And he said, well, how could the Bible tell us that there's unity in Christianity and we're unable to do it? And he had a crisis of faith. He actually spent a couple of years wondering if Christianity could possibly really be true because of this church split that he was witnessing. So he was he didn't know exactly what to do. And his daughter, in the meantime, brought home some kids with her for a break from college. I think she was going to school in France. And these kids really didn't know anything. And she said, well, my dad could answer. He's pretty good. And that's how it began. It wasn't like he intended for this program to be set up. There was no program. It was almost purely a work of God, where God drew people from all over the world to come there and get answers. And I think that God will do the same for us if we prepare ourselves, if we can give an answer. The people want answers. No one wants to be adrift. No one really, or you know, some do, but most people don't think they're going to hell, and they don't want to go there. And a lot of people wake up in the middle of the night with cold sweat. They know something's wrong. And God, if we ready ourselves, those of us who already have a clue, and we ready ourselves, we get better prepared, God will send people to us and ask the have us be able to answer the questions. That's great. I think it's a totally decentralized prescription I give. If we expect to reclaim the federal government, well, just look. Okay, supposedly godly Christians are running the show over there. I mean, I just can't believe it that we believe that anymore. They're no different than the ones that came before. Now, of course, there are in some senses there's some nice things that they've done, you know, faith-based initiatives and things like this. But nevertheless, overall, it's just no big deal. It looks a lot like the Democrats. They spend more money than the Democrats did.
Well, there's so many Americans today who believe we have a Christian administration, we have a Christian nation, and yet look and see what it's doing. And, you know, there's a great deal of difference between what people say and what people do. And if they are certainly not walking, they may be talking the talk, but if they're not walking the walk, then are they really being sincere with us? People have forgotten that Bill Clinton went to church every Sunday. We saw him coming out of church
right.
with a Bible under his arm, creating a perception in the minds of the people. And we really need to begin to think objectively, not simply by being swept along by what everybody else says, or even by necessarily what our ministers say, because so many of our ministers today are misled. And they're being misled by their denominations. So many of our megachurches are having regular conferences with Karl Rove, who tells them about how our wonderful Christian administration got to go to war with Iran and kill more people. In the name of, I don't know in the name of what. Patrick, thanks so much for being with us.
All right, thanks, Tim.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Larry Adams here, always fighting chaos. I invite you to listen to my fun and informative shows Sunday afternoons at 2, often with fun and informative guests, reminding you to please support all of our sponsors and let them know you heard it here. And encourage others to advertise with 1360, the voice of the lion. I would love to meet with any potential advertisers and sponsors. See you Sunday afternoons at 2 for What Now with Larry Adams.
Buffalo Bill Cody, frontiersman, buffalo hunter, showman, not exactly a guy who was easily entertained. That's why he spent so much time in Denver. There was always something going on, just like today. From world-class sports, shopping, performing arts, museums, and restaurants, Denver has it all. Why go anywhere else? Invite your family to experience a Mile High Energy, too. Find visitor specials for the holidays, New Year's, and beyond at Denver.org. Sponsored by the Denver Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Pain, it can really affect your day. If you're looking for a natural way to help with your pain, Healthy Nature's NutriPain may be just for you. Whole dried herbs are specially blended to help ease your muscles or sore joints. A 60-capsule bottle is just $12.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 and ask for Healthy Nature's NutriPain.
Calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. 844-8927. And then certainly we want to mention that we are putting on a conference, an all-day conference on the 29th of October. It's a Sunday here in beautiful Monterey Bay area. It's the only day we could get the conference hall. But if you're interested in coming and staying, we are going to put aside a block of rooms at one of the hotels. We're going to have Constance Cumby, who has written extensively on the New Age movement, and Javier Solana. She's a great speaker. We're going to have Chris Pinto, who produced the film The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, a great lineup of speakers. And then, of course, we do hope that many of you will want to come. And if you do, give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. We are serving lunch, so we need to know how many people are coming. 1-800-544-8927 for the all-day Radio Liberty Conference on the 29th of October. And then we also, of course, hope that many of you go to our webpage, radioliberty.com, and look at the various items that we're carrying now in the way of old foodstuffs and other items which you will need in case of an emergency situation. Well, we do hope that you'll want to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, to begin to understand the true spiritual nature of the battle in which we're engaged, because we are engaged in a spiritual battle. And, of course, today is September 11th. You'll certainly want to get my latest newsletter, the August newsletter, when it's actually out. It'll be out fairly soon, if you can call and request it. What really happened on September 11th? We have not been told the truth. If you have not yet seen the movie Loose Change, look at it. You can see it for nothing up on the Internet under Google Films. And also look at some of the films of Building 7 coming down. There are a number of them there, and you'll actually see that this is a controlled demolition. And if Building 7 was a controlled demolition, then everything we have been told is a lie. And, you know, there are over 10,000 people who are now suffering from lung disease, you know, that they got from working, you know, there at the crash site where building, they call it the pile, where the Twin Towers came down because of contamination. And they were told, don't worry about it. The air is all right. Oh, it may be a little dusty, but don't worry about it. They were not told how dangerous it was, and the EPA knew. But then the EPA knows they're poisoning the people with fluoride. They know that they're poisoning the people with mercury fillings and the vaccines they're putting in into your children's childhood vaccines, the influenza vaccine that they're giving to our children and to pregnant women. They know how dangerous it is, just like they knew how dangerous the air was, there at where the Twin Towers came down. They know how dangerous depleted uranium is, how it's poisoning our soldiers. And if you don't believe that, you need to go to the Gulf War Veterans Site, from the government Veterans Site, and you'll find out, according to their figures, over 80,000 Gulf War veterans from the first Gulf War are now dead. How could that happen? And you're not hearing about it? If you want to document it, call us at 1-800-544-8927. We have the government statistics, the government figures, but you're not going to hear about it from Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Want to talk to the American Freedom Network? Contact us at P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado 80534, or online at AmericaNewsNet.com.
In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. Article 6 of the Bill of Rights.
Pure drinking water is essential to a healthy life, and everyone using the British Birkfield and Berkey series of water filters will benefit by adding the PF4 reduction elements to their system. The PF4 works to help absorb MTBE, fluoride, lead, and arsenic, as well as DBCPs, THMs, and various pesticides and herbicides, and heavy metal ions. A set of four PF4 filters are available for only $85.